Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking to you about searching for insurance. We are the Bell and Pollock Law Firm. We've been in Denver, operating in the Denver metropolitan area since 1984. Prior to that, Gary and I were in another firm together, and when that firm broke up, we started Bell and Pollock, and we've been thriving and doing very well ever since, doing personal injury work. That's been our specialty. That's what we do. We've grown. We do cases throughout the state of Colorado. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, and we are here to talk to you about a personal injury topic, as we have been for the last 15 years. We believe it's important that you understand and you know what your personal injury claims are. And you're not, if you're listening to this and you're going, well, okay, let's push off the button. I want to do something else. Let me tell you something. Personal injury cases are probably the most devastating cases that will happen to you if you're doing a personal injury case. If you're the victim, if you're the one who's been hurt, and they have some of the greatest consequences in your life as far as what goes on, you face the potential of being in a personal injury case every single day when you go outside your door, especially when you get in your car. You face the potential that you're going to be in a personal injury case among your relatives, or somebody's going to be hurt in a car crash at some point. They are very, very much a part of life. And when we deal with them every day, it's something we understand that, you know, we all sat around a table one day and said, you know, we get all this advertising, and I can't believe how much advertising there is from personal injury lawyers. Now, there's at least 10, 12 firms that advertise on TV. Some of them are going to advertise, and they're going to be on two or three times every few minutes, and you just can't stop them. Others are still there, and they keep advertising for your personal injury cases, but they don't really talk to you. They don't talk to you about what's going on. To go in and see them, what's going to happen is you're going to get a hard sell. Some of them aren't even going to really send you lawyers. They're going to send investigators over to you, investigators who really should not be practicing law. That's inappropriate. So that investigator gets paid based on getting you signed up. So the hook is for you to buy what's on the commercial. And then the idea is to have an investigator, or maybe a lawyer, see if they can get you signed up, because that's what they want to do to begin with. Because lawyers, personal injury lawyers, charge on a percentage basis. And because they charge on a percentage basis, the initial consultation and every consultation after that is, and I put in quotes, free, because no, you're not going to pay when you walk in. You're not going to pay an hourly rate. What you are going to do is you're going to get a hard sell to sign up. At Bell and Pollock, we don't do that. At Bell and Pollock, we've talked about it before. We have a different atmosphere. We have a different attitude. We will give you a legal game plan. We've written books. You can reach us at 303-795-5900 or at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're open 24/7. You can call at any time, and after hours, you'll usually get the answering service, and they'll get you in contact with the lawyer to make sure a lawyer contacts you fairly promptly. I say fairly promptly because if it's 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes the lawyer's not going to see the on-call lawyer's not going to see the message, but we're going to get in touch with you. If you've been in an accident late at night, or if you've been in an accident at any time, my best suggestion to you is obviously you take care of your loved ones and deal with the situation. And if you're hurt, you take care of your loved ones, deal with the situation, get to the hospital. And if you want to know what to do, contact us at bellpollock.com. or championsofthepeople.com, where it's an interactive website. It's at 303-795-5900. Get one of our 7 books or get one of our accident packages. We made the accident packages so you could have something in your car when and if you're in a crash. And hopefully you're not, but when it occurs, it's always good to have something you can fall back on. So today we're going to talk about searching for insurance, and we talk about that because let's be very candid. You know, what drives the bus in a personal injury case is insurance, period. You know, Bob, we've talked about it many times, and we continue to talk about it because it continues to come on. You see these commercials where they talk ad nauseum about all their wonderful recoveries and verdicts. First of all, a verdict doesn't mean you get money, does it?
No, Brad, it's not. You see some of these verdicts on these websites, and a lot of these times these cases were slam dunks. It really didn't take a whole lot for them to win the case. They don't put the hard cases on there. They put the cases where they got verdicts, where it was a slam dunk. You know, I was talking to one client. He said, you know, I was home after a car accident. He said, lying on the couch, he must every 20 minutes or so during the day watch TV, maybe every 10 minutes, he saw another ad for another law firm wanting to solicit his business. But I sort of take the road of first I'm going to educate and then I'm going to adjudicate, kind of catchy slogan there. But, you know, our job is to educate first, tell you what the law is, and educate you about your case. And that's the first step in us working with you and your claim. Now, insurance is a big issue. Like Brad said, the case really, I guess, be driven by the insurance. Unfortunately, sometimes people come in after a very serious accident. They don't have the insurance or they have the wrong insurance. And we have to give them the bad news that even though they were seriously injured, maybe they can even go back to work. There's just no money. There's no insurance available for them to compensate them for their losses.
And the thing is that you must search for the insurance. And when you're searching for the insurance, what are we talking about? We're talking about finding extra policies. A lot of times you're going to get that initial policy, and that initial policy is going to have an amount on it. But your lawyer needs to do certain things to search for insurance. Lawyers need to make sure in their settlement packages or in their settlement offers that they are looking at the person who caused the injury, and they're making them somehow certify there's no more insurance. Don't think that just because an adjuster is dealing with a case, that adjuster has looked to see find all the insurance. Don't think that adjuster has sat down and discussed with and brainstormed with the person who caused the crash. Don't think that adjuster has talked to them about whether or not there might be some other policy from some other source that might help cover the damages. Don't think that the adjuster and the person who caused the crash, and maybe even the defense attorney when you get to that point, are telling you all the insurance. A lot of times they're not. They're not telling you about all the insurance. They're not telling you about everything that's available. Why? Because they will value the case themselves. And when they value the case, they will decide if they think there's plenty of insurance. A lot of times they're not going to tell you how much there is. And other times, they're not going to tell you if there's more because there's no reason to get into the more and the excess, the umbrella policy, the all-inclusive policy. There's no reason to get into other policies that might cover it.
And, you know, Brad, you call up the adjuster and you say, my client was seriously hurt. How much is insurance? How much insurance is there? They won't tell us. They arbitrarily or they think they want us to believe that they can't tell us. There's no statute that says they can't tell us. But, well, we have to contact our insured before we can release that information. And in Colorado, 20% of our drivers are going out there driving vehicles where they have, you know, substandard insurance. In Colorado, the legislature mandated a $25,000 minimum per person, $50,000 per accident in Colorado. That's not going to get you far.
No, it's not going to get you far. And if you have the extra money, I'm going to tell you, it may sound odd, but if you have the extra money, rather than buying the Starbucks that you buy every day, go buy underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage and go buy MedPay and go buy the extra coverage. I can promise you, when it comes to, okay, maybe instead of Starbucks, and I'm not trying to knock Starbucks, I love Starbucks too, but instead of spending the price for a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you might spend the price at home or somewhere else from your Keurig or from your regular coffee pot and take that extra couple of bucks every day that will turn into 40, 50, 60 bucks a month that you can apply towards upgraded insurance that is going to affect you or your loved one. I promise you, when you get into the crash, you're going to be wishing you had more. I can give you all sorts of war stories. I sat down with a person just yesterday, and he was talking about his brother-in-law, and he's wondering where the coverage is. His brother-in-law was hurt very badly, is crippled from the car crash, and he looks and he says, what happened? And the person who hit him, $25,000 person policy. The brother-in-law has a 100, 300 policy for the other guy, but the policy for himself, $30,000. So he's crippled and we have $55,000 of coverage. And we're right now searching for more insurance.
Another, you know, some of these people come in, they say, oh, I have full liability. Well, you know, unfortunately, gone to some of these sub, I call them sub, almost like a subprime lender, subprime insurance company, where they sell them a bill of goods. They say, oh, you know, they spend a lot of money and they get terrible coverage. They can go to a name brand insurance company, probably for a little bit more, get good coverage.
That's right. And make them explain what they mean by full. What is full? You're fully covered. I've got full coverage. What does that mean? Does that mean you've got the 2550? Because 2550, yes, that allows you to drive, and that's what is the minimum mandatory. That's it. And that's where, obviously, we should always start with our searching for insurance. We presume there should be 2550, but we also search for your own insurance. We presume you'll have 2550, and we're hoping that you didn't have an insurance agent who misled you to give up your MedPay or who misled you to give up your underinsured motors. We're hoping you have an insurance agent who actually got you more, so that part of our search is, okay, let's not just see what the other guy has for insurance, but let's see what you've got. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk and Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking to you about searching for insurance coverage, something that's very important in your personal injury case. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We are talking to you about searching for insurance, making sure you identify all the different coverages, and then going after them, working to get the money for your injured person. This is something that's important for you to do. If you've been injured, you may have a multi-car crash. If you only go for one car, you've got a problem. There's another car there. There's somebody else who might have some responsibility that might be responsible for the injuries you have and might have the necessary money to make the difference between what's a good resolution and what's a bad resolution. And, you know, Bob, we hear on these commercials all the time, oh, I got $1 million for a client. Well, you know, Bob, you just talked to somebody who unfortunately didn't come to you until after everything was done. And you just happen to be talking to him now, and they got $1 million.
And you know, Brad, that $1 million doesn't go very far. There's medical bills to pay. There's ongoing medical care, ongoing treatment. And you know, let's say you're in your 30s, maybe your 40s, and you're going to live to another 40 years. You can't get a job because you're injured. That's, you know, that the $1 million after to take out the medical bills, maybe it's 600. Well, after the attorney's fees costs, and it's no longer $1 million. Maybe you have $600,000.
Well, and the disappointing part is that the person, first of all, based in relationship to the injuries that the person had, $1 million wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't enough.
It was a bad recovery based in relationship. Now, as I've said many times, you start looking and you're saying, okay, well, maybe that's all there was. That's all the insurance there was. Did they search for more insurance? Did they search for more money? And in this situation, when talking to the person who made the recovery, the injured party, we find out that there was an entire other commercial company entity that for its business does deliveries that wasn't even addressed that was involved in the crash.
If they weren't, they weren't addressed, or they, you know, they certainly, their attorney may have let them down in searching for insurance. Now, you know, they talk about these big recoveries, and I always go back and talk about, you think about the number of, you know, the only way you're going to get a $1 million recovery is have a commercial vehicle, because we know they're going to carry large policies, that we assume. The number of people that have injuries that would have injuries that require such a large payout is small. So you have very small numbers for giant policies. But every day, you know, people get hit by cars, and in this case, a multiple vehicle. One was a commercial vehicle, one was a personal vehicle. They didn't, apparently, they kind of dropped the ball on the commercial vehicle and only went after one of the policies from the individual.
So the injured party is hurt. Injuries, damages, and losses exceed $1 million. They go after only one of the parties involved in the crash, that being the private entity who had a $1 million umbrella policy. Hooray for them. It's very nice they did. They don't even, the law firm and the injured party didn't even go after the commercial policy, which would have been at least another $1 million. Now, maybe there's reasons, maybe not. But basically, when we were talking to the person, the injured party, they were very unhappy. Meanwhile, you could have the law firm advertising, got $1 million on a settlement, like it's a huge deal. The client is entirely unhappy. So when you see these commercials, or when you see these things that are being said, it's all relative. You have to understand how it fits for you. You have to understand how it fits in your particular circumstance, not just somebody throwing out numbers, because there's a lot to these type of cases. And when we deal with trying to find the insurance, the first thing is that when you're dealing in the case and the personal injury case has occurred and you're trying to get yourself taken care of, you need a lawyer or someone. We believe it should be a lawyer. That's why we do it. And you should contact us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. If, in fact, you've been hurt, we'll give you a legal game plan. We'll educate you. We'll explain to you what's going on. You need a lawyer who's going to take a look at and say, where is all the potential insurance? Where is all the potential places for recovery for a particular injury?
You know, Brad, I've had a couple clients come in from some of the other, you know, the more renowned or the more advertised law firms in Denver, and they miss things. I mean, people do miss things, but, you know, you need to look at every possible variance of a policy. I mean, it could be they have a second policy, maybe they have additional cars, they're insured by a different company. Maybe they live with a resident relative, a person who lives in the household through blood or marriage that has their own insurance policy. Maybe there's a company insurance policy. Maybe the case is covered by workers' comp for damage, for the injuries. I mean, those are all things we need to be looking at when we evaluate a claim.
And you're talking about what's going to happen with respect to how the money is going to be split up and which insurance company is going to pay which amounts and how it's going to be. So the first thing is in these shows, half an hour show, it's really not enough time to explain things to you. But the first thing is where you're looking at, you're saying you need somebody or you need to be able to look at all the insurance. And the first places you look is to your own insurance, and you look at all the players that were involved in the crash, and you find out all the coverage. We've had cases where the person who was who caused the crash, when we, you know, after being told by the adjuster there is no more insurance, the defense attorney there's no more insurance, we take the deposition and we find out he had other cars and he had insurance policies on them, that we could do a thing called stacking that allowed us to stack the policies. You need to make sure you're getting them all. And so if you have a lawyer who does not talk about and who is not set into getting certifications, getting confirmation from people who know what they're doing, that there is no insurance, no additional insurance, then you need to get away from that lawyer.
You know, in the first place, when you come in, you want to find about the insurance. You need to bring that as any policies you have, you know, whether it's a policy on your car, policy with your wife's car, and we're going to take a look at that policy and look at the deck page, declaration page. It's going to describe all the different types of coverages you may have. And, you know, the most important one to you after the third party at-fault driver is going to be your uninsured motorist coverage. And to me, that has to be the most important piece of the whole policy, because that's going to protect you.
Now, the next thing you got to look at is you got to start looking at saying, what am I doing with respect to a policy, and what happens when the insurance company for the at-fault party, not your insurance company, but the insurance company for the at-fault party, what do I do when that insurance company decides and takes the step of deciding that they're going to exercise some kind of exclusion or claim they're not giving coverage? And that can happen. Or they won't pay the appropriate amount. And they're subjecting their own insured, even sometimes with their own lawyer. And we're going to talk for just 1 minute about that. You've got to understand that most of the time when you're dealing with a defendant in a lawsuit in a personal injury case, the lawyer is hired by the insurance company and either works as an employee for the insurance company or makes his living in the law firm that he works for by getting the huge amounts of money that the insurance companies are paying them to operate their law firm. They almost exclusively work for insurance companies, and they know they're being judged on how well they recover. And I mean, how well they don't pay money out. They're being judged on that. So a lot of times you've got to be careful that you have a lawyer who is more concerned about his law firm or himself or what's going on to protect their own law firm and protect their relationship with the insurance company than they do with this one person who caused a crash that they may never deal with again, who did it when they were drunk or on drugs or texting, that they in their own mind thinks they shouldn't get help anyway.
You know, one thing is these defense attorneys, when someone's in a car accident and they get sued, the insurance company is going to provide them coverage, is going to provide them legal coverage. They can provide them an attorney to do, like Brad said, who may be more interested in keeping the relationship with the insurance company, because he keeps the rates down by not paying a lot of money. But they really, it's these adjusters also are not supposed to make their adjuster's position a profit center. But sometimes it sure seems like it, doesn't it, Brad?
It sure does. And sometimes they're going to exercise exclusions or the limitations. And sometimes that means you're going to have to, as the injured party, look into, through your lawyer probably, having to find additional insurance. And in that case, at times, find any insurance because of failure to cooperate or because if it's an exclusion on the car or because they've got a limitation on how much they pay. You've got to help that person who caused the crash to get their own personal lawyer. And that's something that sometimes you have to do. And sometimes you're having to tell the adjuster or the attorney on their side, you know, have you gotten them their own lawyer? Here's a lawyer. Here's a group of lawyers. Here's three or four lawyers. You should be telling your client, Mr. Defense Attorney, or you should be telling your insured, Mr. and Mrs. Adjuster, to go hire on a separate policy or on a separate contract in a separate relationship to protect the rights of the person who caused the crash.
And, you know, that could come in play in a situation where someone wasn't drunk. You're in a car accident case, they caused an accident, and at the time of the accident, they were intoxicated. Well, if we amend the complaint or bring in the issue of exemplary or punitive damages, the insurance company is not going to pay for it. Like Brad was saying, you know, they need to hire, may have to hire their own attorney, and because the insurance company is not going to protect them from these other damages above and beyond the policy.
So when you get any type of situation where somebody's saying, oh, they didn't have coverage or they didn't have insurance, you know, that we've run it, we've run a check, there was no insurance. You got to get behind that. You got to check and find out. When they say, oh, there was an exclusion, that person was an excluded driver, you got to check and find out. You got to make sure that that's the truth. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. You can contact us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking to you about how to find or search for insurance, because that's where most of the time you're going to find the money to be able to take care of and be compensated for the injuries that have been caused by somebody else. And if you're a person who's caused the injuries, you certainly want to help find the insurance, because if not, it could be your personal assets at stake. And, you know, I carry insurance, and I carry it not only to protect my personal assets, I carry also provisions under the policy to protect myself, to make sure that I'm covered, and I carry the insurance to make sure the other person is covered. And if I hurt somebody by making a mistake, I want them to be compensated. I want to make them whole. I don't want them walking around with injuries after all that's occurred. So, you know, Bob, what do you do? What's the person to do?
Well, the first thing I would do today after hearing this show, I'd be going to my file cabinet and pulling out that policy and looking at what I have in types of insurance. First of all, if I'm only carrying $25,000 worth of liability insurance, I'd move that up maybe 10 times to $250,000. I would check my uninsured motorist policy, make sure I don't have more than $25,000, and get as much uninsured motorist cover as I possibly can. I check my med pay, and I would maximize almost everything in the policy.
And if you've been hurt as a result of someone else, contact us. Let us help you in your claim. Contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. We'll see you next week.